If you've been job searching for about a month or two with little to show for your efforts, and you're starting to wonder if it's time to just give up on making a career pivot, then this episode is for you. Because one of the biggest reasons career pivots fail has nothing to do with your qualifications or the job market and has everything to do with time expectations. If you go in expecting it to take 1 or 2 weeks and it takes 3 months, you will give up before you even hit your goal. So in this episode, I am breaking down the 5 phases of a career pivot, how long each one realistically takes, and the 5 factors that can speed up or slow down your timeline. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who is stuck in a career that is draining the life out of her, has no idea what else she could do, and has been waiting for things to change for way too long. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from being unhappy in a job that drained me, sitting in a windowless office, wondering if this is all my life was really meant to be about, to building a career I've genuinely loved and thrived in for over 12 years now. I know what it feels like to go from drained and stuck at work to doing work that genuinely lights you up and fulfills you, and I'm here to help you do the same. Whether you're ready to pivot into a whole new career path or step into the role in recognition you've already earned in your career, this is where you are going to get clear on who you are, what fulfillment looks like for you, and how to make it happen with faith as the foundation. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. So excited to have you here. One of the problems that I help women solve is figuring out what other roles they can pivot into when they feel stuck in their careers and actually job searching to land that job. And what I have noticed is that a lot of times people often have, I don't want to say unrealistic, but I'm going to say unrealistic expectations of the process of job searching in general and even making a pivot more specifically. Because yes, when you're trying to make a career pivot, lack of skills can be a thing, lack of qualifications can be a thing, a bad economy can be a thing. But honestly, since I've been working with clients, none of those have been the actual problem, because when you've been in your career for 8 or more years, you have developed the skills, you are qualified, and it doesn't matter what the economy is doing, you just need the right strategy. So those things can be a factor, but they're usually not always like the biggest reasons pivots don't work. Something that I see that I think is really underrated is that people give up too soon. Because again, yes, a lot of things can impact how successful your career pivot into something more fulfilling, how successful it is. But I think that it is so easy to underestimate things like time, persistence, and resilience, and how all of those can shape the outcome of your pivot. Because the fact is that time is a natural factor in any career pivot, right? Like, time is going to go by no matter what you're doing. And if you don't consider time the right way, if you don't approach your pivot with the right idea of how long it might take, you might end up giving up too soon, and then you stay stuck in that miserable job that is draining you, where you feel undervalued, unhappy, and underpaid. Because you came in with the wrong expectations, you quit before you actually hit your goal, when if you had stayed just a little longer, you would be in a more fulfilling career. So in this episode, I want to break down the phases of a typical career pivot, how long a typical career pivot can actually take, factors that could impact your timeline, and I'm going to be sharing why you just need to stay resilient and persistent throughout this process. So first, let me just like start with the thesis of this episode. A career pivot is not a 2-week process. It's just not. It's not a 2-week process. It's not a 1-month process, because every pivot has multiple phases. And let me even stop. Let me pause and say, when I'm saying pivot right now for this episode, if you listen to, I believe it was episode 152, I talk about the 4 different types of career pivots that can happen. You should definitely listen to that if you haven't listened to it already. But for this episode, I'm thinking specifically if you are pivoting your role and your industry, right? So you're making a change in role or industry. That, let's just assume that that's the type of pivot that I'm focused on with this conversation. When you think about making that pivot, there are very specific phases that you go through. In fact, 5 phases. And I'm going to walk you through each of them so you can even just start to see, before I talk about concrete times, like what is happening, imagine like a timeline, right? You know how you see those graphics where it's a line and there are points on the line, like an actual timeline? What are all those milestones, the points on your pivot timeline? I want to talk you through that and how long they can take to even start grounding you in what this process looks like. Most times when you are in a career that you are unhappy in and you've been working in the same pathway for 8 or more years, what I often see is the biggest problem, the thing that has kept you from even leaving that miserable job that you hate, is that you have no idea what else you can do, right? Like you have told yourself that you're not qualified to do anything else. You don't have the skills to do anything else. You're not sure what else you can do. So you stay stuck in that job, which is why the very first phase when it comes to making a career pivot is the clarity phase. You have to first and foremost figure out what it is you want, the specific role and specific industry. This is foundational. You cannot skip this. It is like if you skip this, you will either end up in a miserable job that you hate or you will never leave your job. It's just that simple. This is non-negotiable. And to get clarity, I would say it's a minimum of 2 weeks if you are doing it with support. And I'm saying that number because that is the fastest that I have had a client get career clarity in working with me, because I have what I call the visa framework, and that is my visa career clarity model for helping you figure out what role you want to pivot into. And the visa process just stands for values, interests, skills, and alignment. I've talked about this before in other episodes. And actually, if you go to episode 148, where I share the 3 things you need to know about yourself for a successful career pivot, you'll hear me talk about that in more detail. So my point is that when my clients use that framework, within 2 weeks, they usually have clarity about what role they want to pivot into. But if you're doing it alone, if you are trying to figure out, you know, what do my skills qualify for? What am I interested in? What can I do? You're scrolling job boards, you're reading things online. It's going to take you longer if you're doing it alone. I would say sometimes 1 to 3 months at best. Usually it just never happens. Like you are so overwhelmed by all the information you're consuming, from the free career test to the self-help books to the informational interviews you're doing. It's also overwhelming that you usually just end up staying in your job. So this first clarity phase is so crucial, because what I've seen happen with clients is you're applying for a job, but you find that you're not excited about the job because you never really clarified what job you want. And so then you go back to the drawing board. Essentially, you keep interrupting your pivot and application process because you're going back to figure out what it is you want. So when you do clarity the right way from the jump, right? Like you stop, you pause, you ask yourself, what is important to me? What skills do I enjoy using? You talk to people in that field. My target is usually 80 to 90% confirmation that this role is right for you before you start applying. Your pivot will go much faster, right? That way, when you start applying, you have so much more confidence. But that is the first phase, is getting clarity. And we're looking at, I would just say, about 2 weeks for that. Once you have clarity about what role you want to target, your next phase is the positioning phase. Because at this point, you know what you want, you know what role, you know what industry. Now you want to position yourself in the job market for that role. You want to get ready for it. So this usually looks like finding an ideal target job description, because you need the language in that job description to then help you update your resume and update your LinkedIn and just kind of create your job search marketing materials so that you are ready to go and ready to apply for a role. This, I would say, process can take anywhere from 1 to 2 weeks. If you have support, like when I work with my clients, they usually get templates, right? There's templates for resumes, there's templates for LinkedIn profiles. I audit things for them. So I would say with support, you can probably do this in about 48 to 72 hours. But self-directed, doing it on your own, maybe 1 to 2, if not 3 weeks of you tweaking things, asking people to look at it, going back and forth. But either way, I would say that is the next phase. Once you have clarity, the next milestone on your pivot timeline is positioning yourself for the role. Once you've done those 2 things, the next phase of your pivot is visibility and relationship building. Now, I should say this is based on how I help my clients make pivots into more fulfilling careers. You might, you know, think that you just want to jump into the job search, start applying to job boards. That's not going to work, because at this stage in our current zeitgeist, job boards are essentially just a black hole at this point, let me be honest. So phase three is your visibility and relationship building phase, because now that you know the role you want and you have positioned yourself for it, you need to now know, okay, which companies am I targeting, right? You're building relationships with people in those companies. You're becoming visible on LinkedIn. You're becoming visible on these people's radars. You're also still looking at job boards for roles that come across your desk. But this process is an ongoing phase that allows you to start attracting roles so that all your energy in your pivot is not outbound, right? Like you constantly submitting and applying, which tends to be very, very stressful, but you want roles to be getting magnetized and attracted to you. Especially in this job market, you really honestly can't rely on job boards. You have to actually build relationships. And those relationships, I'll be candid, they don't always yield fruit immediately. You might be staying on someone's radar for like 30 days, and then a role opens up in their company and they think about you because you've been on their radar, okay? But research shows that 70 to 80% of hires right now involves a referral, a recruiter, or a prior connection. So if you are trying to speed up your pivot or your job search, relationship building, this phase, it's not optional. It is just not optional. You will go faster if you take the time to actually build the relationships. Like, as I'm saying this, it makes me think of, I used to watch this show called SEAL Team. I still need to watch the last season. This is very random. But there's something they used to say when they were training, because they were like elite SEAL Team officers. And they would always say, slow is smooth and smooth is fast, right? Because it's like, if you go slow, it can feel like you're taking forever, but you're going smoother. And if you're going smoother, you're making less mistakes, which means you're ultimately going faster. That's what I think of when I think about visibility and relationship building. It can feel slow. It can feel pointless, but it's smoother because this is a smoother entry into companies, a smoother entry into roles, a smoother entry into organizations. So in the long term, it is actually going to speed up your pivot process. So building meaningful relationship can take anywhere from weeks to months. So I don't have like a specific time frame on this one. Just know that it is a phase that, and this phase, honestly, I would say can be ongoing with the next two phases that I'm going to share with you. Because like I said, it's ongoing. You don't just like build relationships once and then stop. You're staying in contact with people. So let's just assume like stage three is the foundation that phase four and five are going to sit on, which then brings me to the fourth phase, is the search and application phase. This is where you are actually searching and applying for roles. And I'm saying it this way because searching and applying are two different activities. A lot of times we just go on job boards, find a role, submit our resume or hack our resume, submit it, or click the easy apply button on LinkedIn, which mind you should never click that button. It's literally useless to your life, but that's a sidebar. And then you move on. But you shouldn't be doing that. You should search and save roles when you see them, when you come across them, but you submit applications when you are in the right mindset, in the right mindset to tailor your materials, which it shouldn't be too long if you already had clarity because you're applying for the same types of roles. The more time consuming thing would be finding people to connect with, getting your name known with the hiring manager. That is really the integral part of applications that you want to have energy for. And even while you are interviewing, let's say you've gotten to a point where you're interviewing with one company, you're still looking at other roles because you don't know how the interview is going to go, right? So this search and application phase is also ongoing. That's why I said that, because you might get to interview, but you don't want to say, oh, I'm going to stop searching just because I'm interviewing with someone, because interviews can take anywhere from 2 to 4 months. You can't just kill your job search process because you're waiting on one company. Meanwhile, your dream role might still be out there. So all that to say, this is a phase though where you are searching and you're applying. And what we see from the data on average is that people submit 10 to 20 applications before landing an offer. My goal for my clients is usually 15 applications to offer. So you are going to be searching and applying in phase four, and that takes time. And then the fifth and final phase of a career pivot is the interview and offer phase, right? So this is just from interview, like the first interview, because most are multiple, to accepted offer. And this can take anywhere from 1 to 4 weeks, to be honest. And I'm saying that because A lot of times I think people think that an interview is a 1 week process, but now more than ever, I don't agree with this. It's not ideal, but now more than ever, most companies are doing multiple rounds of interviews. So we have the recruiter interview that could take a week, then the hiring manager interview that could take another 1 to 2 weeks. If there's a team interview or a panel interview, we're adding another 1 to 2 weeks. So depending on the number of rounds in the process, we're adding more time. But the point is that we're thinking about 2 to 4 weeks from first interview to accepted offer is the norm. And then there's a notice period of 2 to 4 weeks. So you're looking at 4 to 8 weeks from getting the offer to actually starting. So those are the 5 phases of the pivot process that you would go through and some of their timelines, right? We have the clarity phase. Then after you get clarity, you position yourself. Then you start getting visible and building relationships. Then you start searching and applying. Then you interview and get an offer. Now, let's take all like that whole timeline and just say, okay, what is a best case scenario from start to finish? What could it look like? Let me walk you through. Literally, this is best case scenario. Nothing goes wrong. Everything is perfect. Let's say you find the job posting on day one. Okay. You've already done your clarity work. You took 2 weeks to figure out the right role. You're in there. You've done your resume. You've done your LinkedIn, right? So we are already like 3 to 4 weeks in at this point. We know what role you're positioned. And then you start applying. You find the perfect job on day one. You apply. When you apply, let's say you found the role on the day that it was posted within 24 hours, the company might wait 1 to 2 weeks before they even start reviewing applicants. They might wait for some applications to come in. Let's say then it takes that 1 to 2 weeks for you to get called back for an interview. We are already at this point 2 weeks into the journey, right? So it took you 4 weeks initially to get clarity, to update your resume, to get your LinkedIn right. We're a month in. We add these 2 weeks for them to even call you back for an interview. We're already 6 weeks in at this point. Okay. Then, okay, they schedule the interview. It might take 1 week to schedule and complete the recruiter interview. We're at 7 weeks. Then to get on the hiring manager's calendar, maybe another 1 to 2 weeks. So we are at about 9 weeks. You add another team interview. 1 week. We're now at like 10 to 13 weeks just from clarity to interview process. That is about 2.5 to 3 months. Then, okay, they make you the offer, right? Everybody interviews you. They love you. You're the best. They give you the offer, but you negotiate because you know that negotiating is not optional. So you go back and forth for, let's say, a week. That's another, you know, what are we at now? I've lost track, to be honest. I think we're at like 14 weeks at this point. You give your notice at your current job, maybe 2 weeks. We're at 16 weeks. And then you start the new job. That process, and this was best case scenario, that process just took an entire, 12 to 16 weeks? That's 3 to 4 months minimum. And this was, I want to emphasize, this was best case scenario. This was me imagining that everything went fast and smooth. There were no issues. Nobody went on vacation. You know, there were no accidents. There was no rescheduling, which in the real world, those things happen. So we are already at a 3 month minimum with no issues. And that is not how it works in the real world, which is why even 6 years ago, I've been saying the average job search takes 3 to 6 months for a normal job search in the same field. And now in the current job market where we are seeing that there are a lot more people looking for roles, it takes slightly longer. Not to mention the fact that you're making a pivot, which means that you're targeting a new industry, you're positioning yourself for new roles that you've never done before, right? So it's so important to even just see that in a bestest case scenario ever, we're already looking at 3 months. I had a client last year who she went from learning and development to instructional design. It took her about 4 months from clarity to offer. And the reason hers were so fast was because with my process, she was able to leverage a relationship, talk to a previous mentor who put her forward for the role, and that was how she landed the role. That's 4 months, and that was fast. And this is why I had said earlier when I was talking through some of those phases with support. I kept saying with support, if you heard me. Because without support, you might not know those shortcuts and ways to get to people or solutions even faster, which is why working with a coach is so important. So that is what you can expect for an average timeline. Again, best case scenario. But now there are other factors, though, that can make it go shorter or even longer. And I want to share five common factors with you that could impact your career timeline in either direction. Okay. The first variable to consider is the industry that you are targeting. Some industries hire faster, some hire slower, and that's going to impact how long it takes you to even find the right role in terms of how quickly are jobs showing up, how quickly do they even move through the hiring process. For example, industries like manufacturing and healthcare often go faster, right? Manufacturing, research shows, is about 30-day average because they have streamlined processes, they have clear skills requirements. Healthcare, when we have high demand clinical roles, we see anything from 14 to 49 days just because, you know, there's a shortage. They need candidates, so they move faster, and hospitals just can't afford to delay when, you know, open roles directly impact patient care. But then industries like government and financial services, they can go really slow. Government takes anywhere from 55 to 60 days. That's like 2 months, because we're thinking about things like security clearance, background check, community-based hiring where they have to talk to multiple members. Same with financial services. We're looking at 40 to 48 days because they're also doing things like compliance and regulatory checks that can add time to the process. So the point is, you can't control industries. You just legit just need to know what you're walking into. Okay. If you've picked the industry, this is where you know you're going to thrive. This is where you know you're going to be happy. Just know, do your research and see, okay, how long does it take to hire on average for blank industry? Just do a quick Google search so that you at least know what to expect. Hey, if you are unhappy in your career right now, whether you are not sure what your next move is, you've tried to make a change and it hasn't worked, or you just know something needs to shift, but you don't know where to start, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. On this call, we'll get to the root of what is keeping you stuck in your career, and I will show you the three specific ways I can help you hit your career goals. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call to schedule your career clarity call today. Now let's get back to the episode. When you're going in to your pivot, the second variable that can either shorten or lengthen your pivot timeline is your clarity. Okay. If you skip clarity or you rush clarity, you're going to waste time later. I've seen this happen multiple times where you start applying for a role and you might have spent like 3 months already looking at roles, applying to roles. And even when you were applying, you knew that you weren't really excited. You weren't really feeling it, but you applied anyway because you thought you wanted to do that. And then 3 months and you decide, you know what? I don't even want this job, right? You've gone on some interviews and you're like, this role doesn't fit. I don't enjoy it. So now you go back to the drawing board to figure out, okay, what else can I do? Guess what? You've lost those 3 months. But if you stop and you just do your clarity from the jump, I said this earlier, figure out the role you want, figure out the industry you want to go into, talk to people in that role and industry so that you increase your sort of like your confirmation that that is the job that you want. Increase your confirmation before you even start applying. That way you go into that application, right? The search and application phase, you go into that phase with confidence. In fact, everything from the positioning phase, right? From doing your LinkedIn to doing your resume to talking to people to building relationships, you want to do all that with one role in mind. And that is going to shorten your timeline because you're not wasting time applying to jobs you don't even want, then going back to the drawing board and back and forth and back and forth. The third variable that can shorten or lengthen your timeline, you might have picked this one up already from what I've shared so far, but it is how much support you have. If you don't have support, it is so easy for you to get stuck at any one of those five phases that I talked about. Okay. I remember I had a client who, before she came to work with me, she had technically been stuck at the application phase for a while. Because on our free career clarity call, when I asked, you know, what is going on, she talked to me about how she was applying to jobs and she wasn't hearing anything back. And so as I dug in deeper, what I discovered is she had applied to about, you know, 10 to 15 jobs, but she hadn't gotten any applications, which is usually a big red flag for me. And on the call, when I dug deeper, I realized it wasn't 10 to 15 of the same jobs. Between those 10 to 15 jobs, she was applying to like four different types of roles. I saw that problem immediately. She did not have clarity. So she was applying to all these roles, which was slowing her down because she wasn't getting interviews. Her LinkedIn wasn't positioning her for any role. And that was what we worked on immediately. She started working with me. But she had technically been stuck in that application phase for like 3 months because she wasn't hearing anything back. So when you don't have support, you can get stuck in any of those five phases I shared: clarity phase, positioning phase, search and application phase, interview phase, offer phase. Right? Like in any of those positions or networking phase, you can get stuck because you're like, I don't know what to do, how to approach. I don't know what is wrong. I'm not getting feedback. But when you have support and you're working with someone, then you can get feedback. Oh, I'm still confused about what role I want to go into. You can get feedback and get clarity faster. Oh, I don't know what to write on my resume. You get support, you build it faster. Oh, I don't know who to talk to and how to build relationships. You get script, you get support, you build relationships faster, right? When you have support, it keeps you from staying stuck at any one of those five phases for too long because you have somebody that you can go to and say, here's what's working, here's where I'm stuck, here's what's not working. They can iterate, give you the feedback, you go, you implement it, the process moves faster, and that will shorten your pivot timeline. The fourth variable that can shorten or lengthen your pivot timeline are skills gaps. Now, let me start by saying skills gaps are not a bad thing. They are just a reality. Depending on the kind of pivot you're trying to make, you might have a gap that you need to fill, which is fine. But depending on that gap, that will determine if your pivot is going to take longer or shorter, right? Because it's like, can you close the gap with a 30-day certificate? Or do you need more experience? For example, if a client came to me and they said, you know what, I want to be a licensed counselor. I've done the clarity. I know that I want to be a counselor. I want to do private practice. I just really want to help and serve people that way. I'm like, okay, great, let's do it. But you are looking at a minimum 3-year pivot process. Why? Because you need to get your master's degree in counseling to become licensed. And most degrees, if they are accredited, are 3 years long, right? So like, while I'm not saying this to say, oh, go get a degree, that's not my first, you know, option when we're making pivots. There are some times when you're pivoting into a role where a degree is a requirement for the role you want. And in those cases, that's when I would say, okay, get a degree, as long as you are not getting the degree just because you think that is what will make you qualified. No, you got clarity. You did phase one first. You got clarity on the role. You know that you need the degree and you go get it. But in those cases, that is going to lengthen your pivot timeline. So the amount of time it takes to close your skills gaps is either going to shorten or lengthen the amount of time it takes you to successfully make your pivot. And then the final variable that can shorten or lengthen your pivot are just life factors. Right. This is just maybe you're taking care of a loved one. You have a lot of responsibilities. You just might not be able to focus all your energy on your pivot right now. Right. Like you're finding small slivers of time here and there. So if your life situation requires the process to take longer, that's fine. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. Don't start thinking that, oh, you're moving too slow and then you feel guilty. It's like, no, your reality is that you have other personal factors that you have to consider. And that's just what it is. Roll with it. Go at that pace. Don't give up. Just know that, okay, my pivot will be longer because I'm taking 15 minutes there, 10 minutes here. I don't have long stretches of time to really dedicate to my pivot. That is perfectly fine. So those are the five variables that can shorten or lengthen your pivot timeline: the industry that you're targeting, your level of clarity, how much support you have, the skills gap that you're closing, and life factors. Any of those things will increase or decrease how long it takes you to make your pivot, keeping in mind that baseline, we're probably looking at least at 3 months. Now, I'm saying baseline, but remember I said I was talking about pivots where you're changing roles in industry, because I've had clients who have done it in the shortest timeline it's taken a client of mine to pivot was 7 weeks. I had one client who pivoted in 2.5 months because for her, she was just changing companies and industries, but she stayed in the same role. She was a director of sales. So she started searching in December, and by February, she was in a new role. So for her, it was fast because she already, you know, had the title. It was more of a lateral move. What was making her unhappy was the industry and company she was in. And that was what we fixed. Now, all that to say, the main reason why I'm recording this episode and sharing, you know, the phases and the timeline is because a big misconception that I see or hear from people is that they expect their pivot to happen faster than it actually does. They'll apply to jobs for 1 month. They won't hear back and they'll think, you know what? It's not working. I guess I really am stuck. I'm just going to stay in that job that I hate. And now they're discouraged. But once you get discouraged, that is negatively going to impact your energy because now you're not showing up as energetically or as committed. And it's now impacting your approach, how you show up, how you talk to people, which could then negatively impact if you get a job or not. So if you come into your pivot with the wrong time expectation, you will give up too soon. You will start lying to yourself that you're not qualified, that you don't have the skills, that you're not good for anything else, that you should just stay in that job that is making you unhappy and miserable, that's draining you. Meanwhile, the truth is that strategic pivots take time. Time is not a bad thing. Time doesn't mean you failed. Time just means that you're in the process. Time means keep going until you hit your goal. Your goal is to land a new, higher paying, more fulfilling job. Until you hit that goal, keep going. Don't say, oh, it's taken 2 months. It's taken 1 month. So I'm never going to be able to pivot. No. You've just heard me talk through all the different factors that can impact the timeline and all the different phases that you need to go through. Don't make the length of time mean something about you or your qualifications when it's literally just the process. Like literally, it is just the process. Stay in the process until you hit your goal. And I also don't want you to hear this and think, oh, that's going to take too long. I'm not even going to pivot at all. It's taking forever. Girl, you're listening to this episode because you don't like your current job. Your current job is making you sick. It's making you miserable. It's making you bored. The work is meaningless. You don't feel happy. So why would you say to yourself, it takes too long. I'm not going to pivot. You've been miserable for 10 years. What is 6 more months in the grand scheme of things? Take that time to get clarity, to position yourself, to build relationships and pivot, because by this time next year, you could be in a more fulfilling job where you are energized, you love your job, you're getting paid well, and you're actually growing. So I don't want you to be like on both ends. Don't say, oh, it's going to take only 1 month. I'm not going to pivot. And also don't say, oh, 3 months is too long. 6 months is too long. I'm not going to pivot. Neither of those is the right way. Just commit. Like, just know this is how long it's going to take. I'm going to commit to the process because I have decided that I want to enjoy my work. And so I am willing to do what it takes to find work that I enjoy. It's just that simple. So I hope this episode gave you a realistic lens of how long the career pivot timeline can take. It's important that as you're on this journey, you pace yourself, stay resilient, stay persistent. I can't say this enough. Stay persistent. If your desire is to land a new job, stay persistent until you get that new job. Something that I always say to myself whenever I'm working on something and it's not going the way I want, or I don't like the outcomes I'm getting, I'll say to myself, and I've said this to my coach before, I'm disappointed, but I'm not discouraged. I'm disappointed, but I'm not discouraged. Because disappointment is, okay, this is not taking as long as I thought it would. It's taking too long. I'm not getting the outcomes I want. I'm getting rejections. I'm not happy about this. That's fine. Feel those feelings. Disappointment is normal. Discouragement is when you just tap out of the game entirely. You're like, nope, it's not working. I'm discouraged. It's not worth it. I give up. Don't get discouraged. Feel your disappointment and then get back in the game until you hit your goal. So reminder that a career pivot is not a 2-week process, right? We're looking at minimum 3 to 6 months. That timeline is going to be affected by your industry, your clarity, your support, your skills gaps, and your life factors. And you're going through a few phases on your journey to the pivot. So just to reiterate those phases, you're going to get clarity first. Then you're going to position yourself. Then you need to build your visibility and relationships. Then you search and apply for roles. And then you start interviewing and you get an offer. So there are 5 phases you go through and 5 factors that can shorten or lengthen your pivot timeline. Go into your pivot with the right expectations, the right energy. Don't expect it to happen in 1 to 2 weeks. Stay resilient, stay persistent, give it time. And remember that when you have support, you will move faster. You can't do this alone. And if you're listening and you're like, okay, but I don't know what kind of support I need, that is exactly where a career coach comes in and what I help my clients do. because when my clients are working with me, I'm giving them literally all the tools that they need to move faster, from the framework to get clarity faster, to the resume templates and feedback directly from me to build the resume faster, to the email templates to reach out and build relationships faster, to the networking scripts to where they're interviewing better. That way we're not doing multiple interviews, but we're landing roles after less than 5 interviews, right? That's the kind of support that I give my clients to help them pivot faster than the average timeline. So if that sounds like the kind of support that you want to be able to pivot without stress and without burning out and without getting discouraged, then I invite you to book a free career clarity call with me. On this call, we'll talk more about where you are in your career right now, what's slowing you down, and how we can speed up your timeline. And I'll share with you the 3 specific ways that I can help you pivot into a higher paying, more fulfilling career. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call, C-A-L-L, to book your free career clarity call with me. And I would love to talk some more about how I can support you into landing a new job. Thank you for listening to this episode. As usual, I hope you found it helpful, and I will catch you on the next episode. If you are done waiting for things to get better on their own and you're ready to get clear on what your next career move actually is, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call. On the call, we'll talk about where you are in your career right now, where you want to be, and exactly what it will take to help you hit those career goals so you can be fulfilled in your career while getting paid well. Again, that URL is hercareerdoctor.com/call. And that link is also going to be in the episode description below. I can't wait to talk with you.